This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to do my part to bring you a good day, a better day. Jennifer Horn is here to do the same thing. Thank you very much. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. A big hello to the folks listening in Salt Lake City today. How do you do? And in Pittsburgh, where I'm going to go to a radio station for a celebration of an expansion in August. That'll be kind of a fun thing to do. I haven't been out to stations for a couple of years, Jennifer. It's always nice to go. You do some of that when we're in California. Hi to the people in Sacramento listening to us today. All right, Jen, what do we have trending, the tot?
Well, you know that I am a fan. Well, I shouldn't say this because it was a very tragic event. But I've been following the shooting in Las Vegas for how many months now? It's been 8 months, I think. Right. And the reason I say that I've been following it is because we really haven't gotten any answers from investigators as to the motivations behind the shooter, Stephen Paddock, or even some of the details leading up to the shooting. They've been very vague at the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department as well as the FBI. Well, this week there have been new transcripts that have been released to the public, and in them people talk about meeting Stephen Paddock. There was also a person whose story was released as part of this document dump made by Las Vegas Metropolitan Police this week that said they were staying in the hotel, that they were two floors below and six rooms away from where Stephen Paddock's room was at Mandalay Bay's 30th floor during the mass shooting. The person said he tried to call the police, but the 911 line was constantly busy. He was unable to get through. He talked to Mandalay Bay security, and he reported it. It took them a while to get there, but he said he waited by the peephole. He said he witnessed himself about four police officers pass by 20 minutes after his initial phone call. He said he also heard one single pop that happened after the shooting stopped. That was, he figures, the gunman actually killing himself, which would match the stories that law enforcement are releasing to the public, yeah. Despite a lot of conspiracy theories. There's also a man in this who said he met Stephen Paddock less than a month before the attack. He said that Stephen Paddock had ranted against the government and warned that law enforcement and the military would start confiscating guns. So he said that he had actually reported that conversation, and he thought.
Do I get reported every time I say that?
Maybe. He thought that Hurricane Katrina in 2005 was actually a dry run for law enforcement and military to start kicking down doors and confiscating guns. So some information on Las Vegas that's been trending this week. Also trending this week is Whitney Houston. It's the Cannes Film Festival in France, and a documentary about her was aired this week. It was called Whitney, and it interviewed her closest family and friends. Two new discoveries were made about Whitney Houston in her life. One, that she had been abused as a child, and two, that the abuser was a woman. Houston's cousin Dee Dee Warwick, the late sister of soul icon Dionne Warwick, was the accused abuser in this. She died back in 2008. So some new revelations about sort of the more tragic side of Whitney Houston's life that I think we only really started to find out about after she died.
All right, I want to know what's going on with Megan and Megan. We have two Megans. Well, we have three, Megan Steffen, but she doesn't have a last name, begins with an M. Meghan Markle and Meghan McCain, Meghan Markle's sister, Meghan Markle's father, Meghan Markle's uncle, Meghan Markle's... What in the world? Have they gotten that all straightened out yet? The Queen was really PO'd at Meghan's father, but not at her. She's been very reserved. It's really pretty silly. This is back to the same stuff with the news media falling all over themselves. The local newscasters think they have to send people. The networks have got people crawling all over the place. And now local stations are sending representatives to London to be there so we can have the first report on what it's like. What is, this is going to be, at the end of the day, you're going to see, it's madness. They're going to see two people walking down the aisle.
They ask for it. They're doing it publicly. So it's not like they're asking for privacy. They're actually leading the service.
No,
they're the ringleaders in this, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. I just think that it's...
The dad's not coming to...
No.
The dad is getting, I guess, had a surgery for the heart attacks that he's had. And so Meghan Markle actually released a statement saying that... her father would not be walking her down the aisle. Her mother, it's believed her mother will do that instead. But she had some nice words for her dad. She said she'd always hoped he'd walk her down the aisle, but his health comes first. So there you go.
Well, then you have these other characters that are in the family that are over there to just be on the British television shows to trash her. As a matter of fact, Meghan Markle's half-sister said, I think yesterday or the day before, she's unqualified to marry the prince.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. All right, so Meghan McCain is very actively out speaking about those who speak about her father, or speaking more directly, I think, to them. Don't you get that out of this? She's very protective of her father and does a good job on The View. I think she has been more under attack. The situation on The View, and I probably ought not to even promote it by talking about it on the air, because people go, look, I find it more antagonistic and very uncomfortable to watch, unpleasant watching Joy Behar's face and the anguish and the anger that obviously is a part of her life. She's just plain mean and nasty, whereas Whoopi, who is sort of the ringleader, isn't either of those two things, even though she sort of represents the same point of view. It just, what is entertaining about the two of them going at each other, or Joy Behar continuing... They must have a frosty relationship off the air, I would think, wouldn't you? When you watch, have you ever watched, or do you watch any of that stuff that goes on between the two of them?
I don't get to watch it too much, but yes, I can imagine that it's probably frosty. Although they always, every time, because that's a tough situation. They always have one conservative at that table, and there's what, four other women sit there, and that's a hard place to be. I mean, you see it happening on CNN a lot, where they have one person,
one person
conservative, and like eight people on the other side. And so I think it's a tough position to be in, but I think the typical stock answer is, oh, we all love each other until they have to leave the show, which we saw with the last person who Meghan McCain filled in for, Jenna Diabila. I don't know if it was her relationship with Joy or what, but she left abruptly from The View. So who knows? Maybe they just can't take anymore. And that's why that seat turns over so quick.
Right. Could be. A high school student in Dixon, Illinois, brought a gun to school and was shot by a school resource officer. The city manager of Dixon, Danny Langlois, told reporters that a dispute between the school resource officer and the student escalated into an exchange of gunfire. The officer claims he was shot at by the student, and then he returned fire, shooting the student, but non-life-threatening gunshot. Student was taken to the hospital, got medical treatment, then taken into custody. No other students or faculty members were injured. What kind of crazy country do we live in? The school's on lockdown. Student, where the hell does a student get a gun, first of all? Is there a better or more important question than that?
It's a good question, and typically the answer is from their parents, usually, right? Or unsecured, I guess maybe, who don't have their guns secured.
Yeah. Pretty crazy stuff. 15 past the hour, DJV program.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That is correct, Armando. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Barbara Bush died a couple of weeks ago, and it looked like at the time, I think we were saying George H.W. might not make it, but he has sort of turned it around and is feeling better. Thought it was very interesting. The cast of Hamilton put on a private show for him. Apparently, he and Barbara were big fans. They're called Ham Fams. And the cast and crew of the Hamilton musical in Houston for a tour put on a show for him. And Lin-Manuel Miranda retweeted a post saying the honor was ours when he said George Bush, somebody must have tweeted, said history never sounded so powerful. And so it's kind of a nice touch, I guess. I feel like this kind of thing, although obviously rank has its privilege, whatever, but it was just kind of a nice gesture for somebody that is actually a pretty good guy. And the history of this musical, the cast, the crew, how people are talking about it all the time, no matter what, I think the thing's been around for. How long has that musical been on Broadway?
A couple of years. For a few years now, it's still so hot. When it came to L.A., No, I did not, but because it was expensive and sold out, it's supposed to come back again. And I think at that point I'll try to see it because it was like $600 or $700 a ticket if you could even get a ticket in.
Crazy, nuts.
And people who are season seat holders at the Pantages Theater where it aired were loving life because they got to pay a regular face price for the tickets and then they were selling them for like $2,000 on StubHub. Yeah. I just think it's cool that George H.W. Bush is up and in his office and ready to see all this. That's good news.
He actually, I'm looking at a picture of him from the performance and he actually looks pretty good. Compared to how we've seen him look the last 10 or 12 months, he's looked quite good under the circumstances. So good luck to him. And that was it's just a nice thing to see what people do in their off time to be helpful and friendly. And that's what we all need to be, helpful and friendly. 21 after the hour, the Helpful Friendly DJV Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Little entertainment in our... Well, actually, this could be very entertaining, in fact. 23 after the hour, almost 24 past on the DJB show. Jennifer and I looking at the plans for Murphy Brown. The story in today's New York Times suggests that Murphy Brown is going to, when it comes back next fall, echo the battle between cable news morning programs on Fox and Friends and Morning Joe. The character Murphy Brown, played by Candace Bergen, is going to, in its revival, host a morning television show entitled Murphy in the Morning.
Oh, boy.
And will compete with her son Avery, played by Jake McDormand. He's doing a talk show on another conservative network. According to the CBS president, it'll be fair to compare the show's plot line to the battle between Fox News and MSNBC. How exciting is that?
Well, you know, Murphy Brown, when it was on the first time, was political. I think she was the one that started a war with Dan Quayle, the vice president, right?
Yep, that's right. Also, CBS says they're going to bring back Magnum P.I. in the fall, starring Jay Hernandez. I don't even know who he is. He was on Scandal. He played a talk host named Curtis Price. Man, that doesn't ring a bell with me at all on Scandal.
You love that show.
I do like Scandal, yeah.
Look at you. Just type in Jay, and Hernandez pops up with Magnum P.I. behind it.
Really?
He's kind of a recognizable face, I guess. He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
He's done The Expanse, Hang Time, Gang-Related, One World, and 6 Degrees.
Really? Jay Hernandez, you say it, you're right. I just clicked on it. Okay. I recognize him. Yeah, it wasn't a very important figure.
I mean, I'm not going to try to be, I don't want to be rude to Jay.
No.
But
he's not Tom Selleck. No.
He might have the car, but yeah, I don't know.
That's it. See you later. So if they were smart, they'd try to play Tom Selleck into this somehow.
Well, I think they should try to get all, kind of like Hawaii Five-0 does, where they bring back the original cast members and then classic TV stars. I would love to see my friends Larry Minetti and Tom Selleck and all of, I'm forgetting the actor's name that played TC. I loved him. He's still around. And how fun would that be to bring those original guys back for something, at least cameos?
Well, you spread then the demographic, the interest gets spread. instead of it all being just one age that's interesting. One age does not fit all. All right, musically speaking, American Idol, the finale announcement of the performances. The show, by the way, has come up very well in the ratings, Jennifer, the last 4 weeks especially. They are up strongly into double digits. So they're bringing some...
You mean 12 people are watching?
Yeah. No, actually, a lot of people. More than the voice, it would seem. So anyway, Darius Rucker tweeting, you all know this is going to be a good time, revealing he's going to be performing with somebody special on American Idol. It's a two-night finale starting this Sunday. Lionel Richie's going to perform. Luke Bryan will perform. Katy Perry's going to perform. Gary Clark Jr., Nick Jonas, BB... I don't know who BB Rexha is. Who's she?
Don't know.
No. Patti LaBelle's performing. Kermit the Frog.
Oh, well, if Kermit's there, I'm there.
I'm there. The last performer may raise some eyebrows. It's clear the two-part season finale will be an ambitious conclusion to the competition. And the show's been renewed for next year. So they had enough, they put a lot of money into it, and they're expecting to continue. I think it got its legs, but as I said, it was kind of late in the season.
Yeah.
Not all bad. Other musical news, Stevie Wonder is going to perform 5 shows in Las Vegas at the MGM Resorts International. Live Nation presenting a Stevie Wonder 5 play at the Park Theater in August. 5,300 seats in there. A lot of people that I know. I saw Moody Blues in there once.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour. Just said to Jennifer, it's like the good old days. Victoria is out today, so it's Jennifer and Duggar.
Taking it old school style.
Yes, it's the old school. Yes, it is. So the Cheesecake Factory has apologized for and then fired the employees who allegedly harassed a customer wearing a Make America Great Again hat at one of its restaurants. The 22-year-old fellow identified as Eugene Joseph was at the Cheesecake Factory in Miami. They said he was intimidated and threatened for wearing the hat. Those two individuals no longer employed with the company, according to a press release from the Cheesecake Factory.
I actually heard an interview with this guy yesterday, and just to state a fact, I don't know if it matters much, but the guy is an African American man, and he said
the guy wearing the
Make America Great Again hat. And he was sitting at for Mother's Day at the Cheesecake Factory with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's mother and family. And he noticed that these people were kind of gathering around him and staring at him. And he didn't even notice until he'd taken out his camera to take a picture. And then he saw that these people were looking at him. And then they started coming around saying that they were going to hit their hat off of his head. he went up to go to the bathroom, and his girlfriend went with him, and he said when he came out of the bathroom, a bunch of the cooks and the service people from the kitchen came out and were kind of staring at him and yelling at him. Cheesecake says it was just these two people who were making fun of him or yelling at him or threatening him, whatever we want to choose the words to be. But he said that that's not necessarily the case, that it was not just a shift change, because they were, Cheesecake Factory was saying there were so many people standing around not to intimidate him, but because they were at a shift change, a staffing change point. And he said, no, he said he was talked to and kind of looked at and hissed at by like a lot more than just two people at that Cheesecake Factory location. Right. Kind of interesting.
We've really come into an age of intolerance
time.
Being, yeah, very strange. Okay, let's see. Here, and sort of to speak to that, students at Evergreen State College, remember them? Headlines after they hosted an event that asked white people not to come on campus for a day of abstinence.
Hmm.
Organized a new... do you remember that? You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
That was last year. So now they've organized a new iteration of this event, despite administration efforts to shift gears away from it. Students at this public school, this is a public college, Evergreen State College, have organized a three-day day of absence that includes a mix of events on and off campus. Gatherings are advertised as open to all skin colors, and people of color hopefully will be, well, they've suggested that all skin colors are welcome, but they'd rather have mostly people of color attend.
I mean, everyone's welcome, just not you.
Just not you. These people.
Everyone can come. Not so fast.
What planet are they from?
You know, I don't know why we are in this place where we can't just move on. Like, can't we just, I feel like Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Can't we put aside the wrongdoing of the past and just focus on today and focus on just being nice to people and just
well,
be empathetic
rappers,
that everybody's got something?
I think that a lot of the problem is these rappers that, I mean, not all of it, certainly. It's the attitude of people who think that they are superior. And white people think they're superior, and black people think they're superior, and you know what? You're not. You're all the same. In the eyes of the controlling influence here, in my mind, the ultimate, whatever, source, I love it, I use that now more than ever, because I think that the word says it all. And it came from Wayne Dyer. I think he was the first one that really used it to refer to God or ultimate the ultimate intelligence. So other than that, you're not very smart if you don't see that.
I just think we're
venture to go down that road and say, if you have prejudices like that, you're really not very smart.
And forget even the prejudice. At this point, I think, well, I shouldn't say it's flippantly forget all the prejudices, because there are some that exist on every side of the aisle. Blacks on whites, whites on blacks, you know, Hispanic, Asian, there's... So I know that exists, but we're in this spot where we reward, and by celebrate, I don't mean with confetti, but we do give attention to people with messages like this one. How do we even hear these stories? It's because they circulate in the media. They circulate on social media. We come across them. We talk about them. We almost reward people who are mean-spirited.
Right. Yeah.
We report people who are divisive and, that's what's so crazy. I mean, what does it take to be a Twitter superstar now? If you want to be great on Twitter, you have to attack everybody. You have to troll people. That's the only way you get famous on Twitter. And it's just so negative. It's just icky.
Okay. So Ramadan is upon us. Is it 12 days? I've forgotten how long.
So Ramadan, I did a little research on Ramadan. It falls on a different day every year because the Islamic calendar is actually 11 days shorter than our traditional calendar, so that's why it switches.
So hold on a second. How they make up the 11 days, or is it just days, their years change faster than ours do?
Something like that.
Wow.
Don't ask me the hard questions. I'm only doing very basic research here.
Okay.
And the fasting has actually started this week. It started now. So you can't drink, you're not even supposed to drink water, which is a tough one.
Water.
I know. And it's basically the celebration. It's a month of religious reflection and fasting that takes place every year. Many wonder about the intricacies of the period because there's something new almost every single day. One of the five pillars of Islam, Ramadan commemorates the Quran first being revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, a moment honored with abstinence from food, water, cigarettes, and sexual activity during daylight hours. But at night, it's on, baby.
I thought that you couldn't smoke if you were a Muslim. Did Muslims smoke?
I guess they do.
Hmm.
But not during Ramadan.
I thought you couldn't put things in your body. Oh, that's Mormons. Mormons can't put things in their body that are bad for them.
Never a truer statement was made.
Okay, keeping the flow going, please. Here's some travel news. Those who are flying United may want to rethink buying a ticket on United because they have announced they're going to cancel the availability of tomato juice on all of their flights. No more tomato juice starting now.
No more Bloody Marys on United.
No more tomato juice.
Who really, other than if you dump vodka in it, who really drinks tomato juice?
I drink tomato juice.
I knew it. I knew what you were going to say.
I do. I drink tomato juice.
It's like spaghetti sauce and water in a cup.
Last year, Delta said it was going to take lettuce out of its salads. Saved them $1 million. United
says...
Isn't
that by definition a salad? Something with lettuce in it.
Listen. I'm just reporting what's going on here.
Otherwise, it's just turkey or chicken.
Yep, that's it. United says it was decided on as part of the airline's regular review of the overall demand for products served on board. They nixed Sprite Zero. That's what happened before. Can you imagine that? How disappointing it is that you can't get Sprite Zero or tomato juice anymore?
That's ridiculous. That's how I like to mix the two, actually. So now I'm really in trouble.
Ugh. All right, so... they're going to be, adding extra cans of Bloody Mary mix, though, and not tomato juice.
So if you really have a hankering for tomato juice, you could probably drink the Bloody Mary mix, I guess.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, this will only affect flights less than 4 hours. If you're flying longer than 4 hours, you'll still be able to get tomato juice.
Hog heaven, perfect. I think that's okay. Less is more, right? You got to get rid of the less popular.
Get rid of the tomato juice. All right, travel news. This is the more serious side of it. What's going on in Hawaii? The volcano still bubbling over. All this scalding hot lava from the volcano. Residents of the Big Island enduring all kinds of problems, including now the ash, because this, as it calms down a little bit, the ash that has come up, it's very toxic. Hopefully it doesn't get on your house or your car, because it'll ruin the paint.
The pictures are incredible.
The pictures are amazing.
Yeah, did you see the golfers that were golfing with all of these plumes of ash behind them? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to know, by the way, who is going to be fired next. If you want to know who's going to be fired next from your local news or maybe your favorite cable news outlet, just look at who they've sent to Hawaii to cover the volcano.
Yeah, right.
Because clearly they don't care
if they come back or not. See you later. The people that are staying have gone to the wedding. The people they want to go, send them to the volcano.
They don't care. You're dispensable. If you're that guy, you're the lowest one on the totem pole.
So but I'm going to ask Dr.
I was watching
Ken
this
about,
reporter who was...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. This reporter was standing on like this chunk of just formed lava rock, and he's standing out there, and he said, the National Guard escorted me here, and he's like, he had to shimmy down into this place to get the shot. And he goes, I can still feel the heat coming up through my shoes. Are you kidding me?
Who's going to
stand there with the heat coming out of their shoes?
The story is all about them instead of what the story really is all about. But it is, I've become involved with some business folks in Hawaii in a radio adventure there. Actually, we are on, I think, two or three stations now in Hawaii. And I was looking forward, and I am still. Because the station, the most recent station, is on one of the other islands, not on the Big Island. But still, it's going to affect travel, probably. It may be a good time to get a good deal to go to Hawaii, I'm guessing.
The flights are out because of the ash. Yes.
You know how many flights a day there are now from the West Coast and from, like, Chicago? And I'm not sure there's any. There may be one or two flights on American and Delta from New York. Most of them go through their hubs of Chicago and Dallas, and then there are all of the airlines, Southwest and Alaska. They're all trying now to fly from the four major West Coast cities over to Hawaii. And so now they're looking at the expansion at a time when people aren't really going there. So that you can go to Hawaii. I saw one promo in Southwest yesterday, $79 to go to Hawaii. Because
wow.
They're trying to get people interested in flying on their airline to go over there. And they're going to fly to all of the four islands from four West Coast cities. And then they're going to fly between the islands as well. So $79. Help yourself to a trip to Hawaii. 46 past the hour on the DJV show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done. And my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the balance of nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of food news. Panera Bread delivering to hundreds of cities and suburbs. If you want to order soup, salad, or sandwich, I saw a Panera Bread card the other day delivering. This is the 2,300 restaurants they have across 43 states, and they're using third-party delivery services like Uber and Lyft, which I thought was kind of interesting, instead of hiring their own. The CEO says he believes
so
many...
better. Do you know the insurance amount that you have
God,
to pay
yes.
to have delivery?
Yeah, right. There's a new website called Supercook, which I figured you'd be interested in because you're a great cook. What it does, it's an aggregator. It's very clever as to how people put information, because there are tons of popular cooking websites around, right? You can go
tons
to
tons of them.
That, yeah. So Supercook puts them all together. If you go to Supercook and you put your ingredients in, it will instantly find matching recipes for the ingredients.
I love that. There's actually an app that I use. It's very similar, and you can go and you can put in everything you have in your refrigerator, and it'll make recommendations as to what you have to make, what you can make with all that. I think that's a great idea. And it encourages people who don't know what they're doing to cook at home more, which I think is a good
benefit. Good idea. It is. Yep.
Yep.
10 before the hour, this is the DJV show.
This
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The hour, time for a visit or a continuation of a conversation. I like to think that our conversation never stops, Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here as part of the Good Day Health Show podcast that we feature every week with Ken and his magnificent mind, the ideas that he comes up with, solutions to health problems, reports on what's going on with the major journals of medicine. You can find them all summarized, put together in a nice platform every week. Help your health. Help yourself to health at gooddayhealthshow.com. So Melania Trump has had a problem, been hospitalized. I don't know exactly what the problem is. Can you explain what's going on with her?
Well, I'll explain to you what we know. First Lady Melania Trump had what's known as an arterial embolization procedure. Embolization is a procedure. It was pioneered by interventional radiologists, so it can be used to stop bleeding or starve a fibroid or a tumor of its blood supply, Doug. A tiny little plastic tube is threaded into the artery going to the tumor, and then the physician blocks up the blood flow. They put plugs or foam or beads going to the tumor so the tumor dies and shrinks. and there is decrease to elimination of symptoms when this happens. Embolization is also used to treat uterine fibroids in women, and increasingly it's used to treat benign prostatic hypertrophy in BPH in men. The procedure is minimally invasive, image-guided, generally has a short recovery time, and especially in the kidney, preserves the rest of the kidney function and does not put the rest of the kidney at risk. It's unclear why embolization was necessary here. The White House statement simply refers to as, quote, a benign kidney condition. Well, embolization can be used for a variety of kidney conditions, but the most common use is for, it's a mouthful, angiomyolipoma, which would be my first guess, which is what they're doing here. This is a benign growth, but we don't know what exactly Melania's problem is with the kidney. This is a benign growth of the kidney that has some fat in it and some cystic components. Other uses for embolization in the kidneys include benign lesions. These include abnormal changes in the tissue or organ, abnormal blood vessels that develop in the kidney. These are sometimes called AV malformations, and a bleeding cyst. Also very effectively treated with Melania. That often is a little bit more of an urgent situation, and this was not apparently done as an urgency, but as a more of a routine procedure. And that's basically what we know about arterial embolization and Melania. And,
what causes it, though, Ken? Why would she have had this problem?
Well, I went over the most common reasons why in the kidney this is used. We don't know. They just said that they just announced that she has a benign kidney condition, and then the most likely possibilities under that would be this angiomyolipoma or some sort of benign lesion.
How
or
common
some
is it?
AV
how
malformation.
Have you ever seen anybody with this before?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
They're not the most common diagnoses, but they're not unheard of. They're not extremely rare. They occur, but it's not extremely
I've never
common.
Heard of it. I was wondering whether, as an embolism, if it was the kind of the arterial stuff that we talk about with the artery getting larger, expanding, and then the danger of exploding. It's not the same kind of thing.
That's when you don't want the artery blocked. You know, embolisms can occur. We think the most common, the pulmonary embolism, a clot in the blood flow to the lungs. You know, this can be deadly. That's not a good thing. This is where embolization is purposely done. Clots are purposely placed by the interventional radiologist to end blood flow so that the supplied organ issue leaves.
Yeah. All right. I understand it. For people who had questions about Melania and wondered what the problem was, there's Dr. Ken Kronhaus's explanation. He's a cardiologist, understands how the circulatory system works. So there's the answer to that. Do these problems sound familiar to you? Fatigue, lethargy, you feel drained, you may be mildly depressed, you have muscle aches and cramps and weakness, painful joints, maybe you're bloating, constipation, diarrhea, all of that sort of thing. You have bad breath, you're having difficulty losing weight. All of those things can be handled by getting on to the Calitren program, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren, the way to lose weight, the way to get energy back. It's all natural, nothing added to it. It's really superb when it comes to joint support as well. Get Calitren by going to toploss.com, toploss.com, 10% off.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.